Well, meanwhile, it looks like the Democrats' hope of taking control of the Senate is dwindling. In Maine, Democratic challenger Sarah Gideon has conceded to Republican incumbent Senator Susan Collins. Other Republican incumbents also won. But Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he isn't sure which way the chamber will ultimately go. In the House, Republicans gain seats, but Democrats will keep their majority. It won't be as large as before. Let's take a look with NPR's congressional reporter Claudia Grisales. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
So in the Senate, we're seeing Democratic wins in Arizona, Colorado, a Republican win over the Democrat Doug Jones, who had a tenuous hold there in Alabama. Overall, 14 competitive races, but remind us how the incumbents are doing.
So far, these Republican incumbents have done a lot better than expected. For example, we saw Joni Ernst in Iowa pull out a re-election win there against Teresa Greenfield. That was one place where Democrats had placed some hopes. Also in Montana, sitting Senator Steve Daines beat the governor there, Bullock, who was running against him. And then in South Carolina, we saw some record fundraising there. And Lindsey Graham was able to pull out that win against Jamie Harrison. And in Maine, we just heard Susan Collins was able to overcome Sarah Gideon. She was facing a lot of tough opposition there in terms of regaining another term. And here she is now. She's headed to a fifth term.
Well, and what's the thinking about what happened here? You know, was it strategy? Were the pollsters wrong? What happened?
You know, the polls are going to be something that are going to be looked at closely after this. They were pointing in the direction of several Democratic wins in these Senate races where Republicans looked vulnerable. And it just hasn't shaked out to be the case, at least as of yet. And as you mentioned, this path for a Democratic majority in the Senate, which the Democrats were very hopeful they would see, has narrowed dramatically in a matter of a day.
Yeah. Let's go to the House. Republicans ate into the Democrats, you know, huge majority. Just give us a couple of examples there.
Yeah. So there were a couple of at least seats where moderate Democrats weren't able to defend their seats. For example, Colin Peterson was one such example, and he fell to his opponent there. That is one area that the GOP really targeted. This is in Minnesota, and he lost his reelection race to a Republican there, Michelle Fischbach. And so that's just one of several examples. And Peterson, by the way, he was the chair of the House Agriculture Committee for Democrats. So they had placed a lot of hopes in seeing him be able to fight off this competition in this race. And so this is something that we've seen where Democrats have not been able to hold on to some of their moderates, such as Representative Cunningham in South Carolina. That was yet another example where a Democrat has fallen to a Republican challenger.
Yeah, we heard about Mark Kelly, the Democrat winning in Arizona. In the 30 seconds we have, anything else you want to point out?
Well, there's a lot more to come in the hours and the days to see who will ultimately overcome and win this Senate majority. But for now, Democrats look like they have a very narrow chance of making that happen.
NPR's congressional reporter, Claudia Grisales, thank you.
Thanks for having me.